Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. On July 2nd, the Kent Summer Driving Concert Series are all set to begin once again, put on by the Kent Park and Recreation and Kent Land Trust. They will run from 6:30 till 8 at the Kent Land Trust Field, Route 7, just south of the Village Center. Parking will open at 6 on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants must stay in their vehicles in their assigned spaces. Violators will be required to leave. There'll be a carry-in and carry-out trash policy. No restrooms will be open. The free concerts will be canceled in the event of inclement weather. And coming up on the 2nd, the Algorithmics, Scott Bircher, Rory Dolan, Tobias Feely, Dylan Hallis, and Heather Strid. MESS, Marker, Emblem, Symbol, Signal, curated by Adam Ekstrom, Arts for Artists, with Chloe Bass, Naxxieler Baxter, Daniel Bejar, Mel Chin, Pamela Council, Darn Studio, Ghost of a Dream, Vanetta Jane, Christian Hansfield, Sarah Sandman, David Scher, Dred Scott, and Zane Vanson, Friday, July 3rd through Sunday, August 16th. The opening reception is coming up this Friday from 5:30 till 8. Standard Space Gallery holding its first public opening during the COVID-19. Social distancing measures will be followed. Only 6 individuals will be allowed into the gallery at a time, and masks are required. Refreshments will be served in the parking area directly behind the gallery. The Salisbury Town Grove is closed July 4th and 5th. Note boat launching on those days, no boat launching. Dutchess County announced plans for 3 free drive-in style July 4th shows in 3 parts of the county. The displays will be held at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck, and Silo Ridge Field Club Equestrian Center in Amenia. Visitors will need to remain in their vehicles, and there will be no restrooms or concessions available. No alcohol will be allowed on the grounds. Gates on the locations open at 7:30. The fireworks begin at 9:30. Parking is limited at the venues, so guests are encouraged to arrive early. Dutchess Stadium has 500 spots available, Silo Ridge has 300, and the fairgrounds has 3,000. The state of Connecticut has issued preliminary guidelines for public schools to reopen in the fall. In a story from the Republican American, school districts retain discretion over reopening of K-12 public schools amidst the coronavirus pandemic under preliminary state guidelines that were issued on Monday. While current public health trends support fully reopening schools, state officials are advising school districts to make contingency plans should schools have to be closed again. Also, the State Department of Education is requiring school systems to prepare remote learning options for parents and students who may temporarily choose to continue to learn from home. Both the governor and Cardona stressed the guidance is preliminary, subject to change based on public health conditions and other developments. Included in that is determining how many students can be expected to return to class and how many will continue to distance learning from home when schools reopen in late August and early September. Next, the Department of Education will be issuing surveys to the 165 local and regional school districts for this purpose. There are about 530,000 students attending public schools in Connecticut. Cardona said the results will help public schools in the state. He said the results will help local school officials figure out class sizes and layouts to maximize social distancing in the classroom and use of available spaces such as auditoriums, cafeterias, and gymnasiums. The district responses will also provide the state officials information on the percentage of students attending classes and learning from home for planning purposes. Canaan residents have become very concerned about the increase in bear sightings. The dumpster at Caddyshack restaurant in Canaan, which is highly secured with locks and chains, was tipped over and ransacked by a bear. A large bear that strolled along the drive-thru window lane at McDonald's didn't stop to order a Big Mac, Ruth Epstein reports, as fries, as he or she had probably already eaten the remains of such a meal from the dumpster out back of the fast food restaurant on East Main Street. Bears have been roaming the town for quite a while, but the increased sightings have residents worried. Charles Adams, who lives in North Elm Street property that backs up to the greenway next to McDonald's, said 6 bears, including a sow with triplets, a yearling, and a large male, have become steady visitors to the area using the dumpster at McDonald's as their food source. Photos and videos of bear incidents are circulating throughout the town, and Adams, along with others, are fearful that a tragedy could occur if bears should attack a man or a woman or a child. His wife and dog were confronted by a bear right in front of their home. A bear unlatched the door of his neighbor's shed and dragged the trash out, and two children riding bicycles on nearby Granite Avenue saw a bear. They've also been spotted in Wangam Village, a senior housing complex. Well, reopening the film industry in the Hudson Valley amid the pandemic has brought concern and apprehension. A story from the Poughkeepsie Journal in 2016, a film and television production generated nearly $9 million for the Mid-Hudson Valley's economy. But by 2018, that number had reached nearly $29 million. And last year, it boomed to a record $46 million. Like most everything else in the economic landscape, the coronavirus has all but guaranteed an end to the growth of those totals in 2020. Numerous independent projects scheduled for filming in recent months were put on hold. But as restrictions on industries are lifted and the state continues to progress in its reopening plan, the industry will soon have the green light to resume operations. The question is how soon filmmakers will dive back in and what the pandemic will mean following a 2019 summer and fall that saw numerous productions tied to big-name companies with A-list actors. Some in the industry are apprehensive to resume work amid safety guidelines provided by the state. Mark up another one canceled. The Columbia County Fair has been canceled for this summer due to the coronavirus outbreak. The board of directors at the Columbia County Agricultural Society decided that it would be unable to hold the fair due to concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic that has canceled so many events across the country. Quoting here, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the limitations on social gathering and related mandates under the regulations which have been adopted by the state government in response to the same make it impossible to conduct a fair this year, end quote. That from the statement from the group's board of directors. This year's event would have been the 180th annual Columbia County Fair. Typically, the fair is held at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in September during the long Labor Day weekend. Meanwhile, the Best of Columbia County has also been canceled. The coronavirus pandemic has led to countless closures and cancellations, and now the Best of Columbia County ceremony has been added to that growing list. Well, changes to the police force have been discussed in Hudson as police tactics and funding come under nationwide scrutiny. The city's police leadership defended the department and discussion and the mayor's 10% budget cut. The 10% reduction in the city's police budget, which Mayor Kamal Johnson called for in an executive order on June 15th, will not result in a reduced police force, said Hudson Police Commissioner Peter Volkman. Quote, the plan is that it won't come from personnel. Our goal is 10%, but if it's 9% or 8%, we'll have to explain that to the government and to the public. Just over $3 million is budgeted to the Hudson Police for 2020, meaning that the mayor's budget cuts would require a reduction of $300,000. Well, the Trump saga continues with the book about Trump in Dutchess County Court. Robert Trump was granted an injunction on Mary Trump's book. A story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, the brother of the president, was granted a preliminary injunction in Dutchess County Court on Tuesday, temporarily keeping his niece from publishing her book about the family. Now, the order went on to say, it temporarily prevents Mary Trump and publishing company Simon & Schuster from, quote, publishing or printing or distributing or any book or portions thereof, including describing portions of it or assisting another entity in publishing, end quote. Now, that order is pending a hearing scheduled for July 10th in Dutchess County Court. In Egremont, in a predominantly absentee election, town residents elected 9 town officials at their annual town election. Of the total of 228 votes cast in Friday's election, 186 were delivered by mail. Only 42 votes were cast in person at Town Hall. George McGurn won another term on the select board with 192 votes. Laura Allen received 2 write-in votes, and Richard Allen, Jana Leas, and Genis Melendez each received 1. Well, Shakespeare and Company has been cleared for their drive-in movie screenings. In Lenox, the town zoning board has slashed the green light for the pop-up drive-in movie theater on the grounds of the Shakespeare and Company this summer, where live stage performances are canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The ZBA last week voted 5-0 to approve a 3-month special permit for the outdoor, socially distant, limited-run screenings on Thursday through Sunday evenings, but parking spaces for the cars need to be 10 feet apart, according to special conditions unanimously approved by the board, and restrooms must be held to federal CDC standards for restaurants to protect public safety. The drive-in season will begin either July 16th or July 23rd. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Remember, at Morgan's at the Interlaken, it is a stroll and roll night with a lobster roll. Also on Saturday, it is rib night And on Sunday, it is a breakfast of fried chicken and waffles. By the way, if you're a vegetarian veggie burger will be substituted in all cases. Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day at 25,812.88 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 10,058.77, and the S&P 500 at 3,100.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.